5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Everyone is fleeing left-wing controlled places in the United States.
Refugees,
yeah. It's quite interesting to watch because it's like, well, you voted for this. You're like, yes, I do believe Black Lives Matter. I do believe in redistributive policies. We do need to save the planet. It is destroying my business. It is destroying my neighborhood. Crime is out of control. Nothing exists here. This has turned into a desert now. I'm going home.
Godwin's law, but... there were actually a small group of Jews who used to go to Hitler's rallies in the early days.
Really?
Yeah. And like meme energy.
Jews for Hitler.
Yeah, they used to chant jokingly, "Down with us," at the, and then they realized he wasn't joking, and they no longer attended the rallies.
No kidding.
And they left the country.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't think it's quite that extreme.
No.
I think this is people moving and making decisions based on their own personal interests, which is sensible.
After voting against their own interests.
Well, yes, but what they were doing is voting in line with a dreamy, idealistic state of affairs that will never exist, in which it turns out that human beings are innately good, and if you allow them to commit as much, and the most good, in fact, are the criminals, right? That's how you know they're good. Yep. And so, obviously, them committing crime isn't because they're terrible people who don't care about other people's hard work, or security. What it is that everyone else is evil and the criminal is good. And so we have to treat the criminal with the softest touch we can, and everyone else can just flee to the hills, or Florida and Texas in this case.
Yeah, not much of a hill.
No, flee to the swamps then. But
that's amazing, isn't it, actually?
Yeah.
The swamp and the desert are the two places Americans want to move to. The lush lands of New York, everyone's leaving.
Yes, but that's because of the way that these places are governed.
I mean, that's how bad it's got.
That's how bad socialism is, yeah. But before we go on, go sign up on lowseas.com. We've been demonetized, so help us keep the lights on by watching Brokenomics episode 16, The Economics of Lockdowns. Because, of course, how did lockdowns play out in America? Oh, the tyrannical left. Well, yeah, brilliant. Everyone in California, I think they still wear masks in, like, New York.
I don't know. I don't think there's any Wi-Fi anymore. It's that bad.
Probably. It looks like a Kurt Russell movie. But I still can't visit America because of the vaccine thing. I'm unvaccinated, so I'm not going there.
It's like, you might kill someone with...
mental. We can't say anything more. But the point is, America is mental, and the lockdowns were terrible. And the lockdowns were terrible for places that are already suffering deep economic privation.
I should clarify, for no one else's sake, but for YouTube. Like, we're talking about the fact that the threat is that you might kill someone from not being vaccinated yourself.
Yes.
You might transmit it, even though that guy who's vaccinated, but we've tested him and he's positive, he's some reason less likely to transmit the virus.
Honestly, I think we should just clip that bit. I don't trust YouTube in any way, shape, or form. But anyway, so let's begin with Chicago. Everyone's favorite place, the jewel of Illinois, I think it is.
Someone the other day, I think we were listening to the Disney shareholder meeting, someone called from Chicago and called it the comeback city. It's like, really? Yeah, it's really coming back up. It's one day.
Maybe they're just begging people to come back to Chicago.
But it's like the Indian meme, superpower by 2050. <It's>
like, so anyway, Walmart just decided, you know what, we don't like working in Chicago anymore, and so we're closing four of our stores. The company is like, we're just going to move these stores elsewhere. And a bunch of pharmacies as well. And in a news release, the company said, Our Chicago stores have not been profitable since we first opened them nearly 17 years ago. These stores lose tens of millions of dollars a year, and their annual losses nearly doubled in just the last 5 years. I wonder why that's happening. Why do you think? Think there's people in Chicago?
Too many white people.
Possibly.
I think there's so many. They're ruining the neighborhoods. There's a lack of culture.
Yep.
There's a complete lack of innovation.
It's all the smash and grab robberies, really.
What?
I think it's terrible, said Chatham customer Norma Gregory. Target left, now Walmart is gone. We don't have anything in our community anymore. Tyson Foods is also leaving. They've decided, we're leaving Illinois entirely, and they're going to relocate early next year. They say, quote,
I love what you do bad in the capital. You're like, the whole state's got to go. You've got to throw the whole bathwater out.
Well, no, that's literally what they've said. Bringing our talented corporate team members and businesses together under one roof unlocks greater opportunities to share perspectives and ideas, while also enabling us to act quickly to solve our problems and provide innovative product solutions that our customers deserve and value. And none of them are in Chicago.
For some reason. Isn't that the one where, what is it, the bug woman lives?
She used to be. She's Lori Lightfoot. She is no longer the mayor because it didn't go very well. But it's going to get worse, right? But anyway, Chicago, of course, was recently criticized for crime. CEO of Tyson, Chris Kempczinski, recently said that crime is seeping into every corner of our city. What is going on in Chicago?
I mean, it's sort of, come on, it's like local man finds out, it's just like, well, we legalized crime and our crime's gone up and now we're criticized for it, not praised for some reason.
A bunch of Fortune 500 companies are leaving Chicago as well. Household name companies Boeing, Caterpillar, and Citadel are distancing themselves from Chicago, ditching their Illinois-based corporate headquarters for better economic opportunities in other states. This is a harsh blow to Illinois, as it lost 3 of the 35 Fortune 500 companies located there. But these moves should come as no surprise. Illinois' regulatory environment, taxes, high crime, and dwindling talent base have earned the state a spot on the list of worst states for business for 11 consecutive years. Anna's got a point.
Yeah, crime is bad.
And tax is bad. And environmental regulations and all this sort of nonsense, bad. But if you go to the next one, there's just a long list of companies leaving. Just scroll through this a second.
Not enough.
And you'll see, just keep going. Just keep going.
More.
Keep going. This is a long list, right?
How long are we going to be here?
A while. But like, massive firms you've never heard of. But these are.
I'm just like, because you're scrolling, I'm just hearing like crimes up, blah. Robberies up, blah. Yeah, that's profits down, blah.
Yeah, and taxes up. And it's just like, okay.
Reasons to leave, lower crime.
And so I thought we'd go to a local news report just talking about the problem. You can just play the next clip.
Yeah, Alan and Judy, retailers have been wary of smash and grabs here along the Mag Mile after several incidents over the past few years. Today, the governor signing this new bill into law in an effort to combat that kind of crime.
Yeah, it's always been around, but now it's more so than ever.
A staple on Oak Street for 45 years, the owners of Bravco Beauty say they've witnessed retail theft increase downtown in recent years. We've seen video after video of mobs rushing into stores everywhere from luxury to convenience stores, stealing items from places like Macy's, Nordstrom, Burberry, and Lens Crafters along the Mag Mile. Plus, the Louis Vuitton store in Oak Brook, where a group of 14 people ransacked the place, making off with $120,000 worth in merchandise.
This is about a multi-billion dollar industry of organized criminals carrying out sophisticated theft operations to turn a profit on the resale market.
Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the Inform Act into law today, defining organized retail crime for the first time in the state and making it a felony.
These brazen acts not only place retail employees and customers at risk, but also deprive local municipalities and the state of much-needed tax dollars.
Last December alone, Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul's organized crime task force retrieved $1 million worth of stolen items from storage units.
Just so you get the point, right? They've finally realized crime bad. Maybe we should make it legal.
Do you remember during the pandemic where, what was it, you could steal under $1,000?
No, that's in California, $950, and it's not a federal crime.
Well, I thought they also did it in, I think it was Chicago and New York. It wasn't so much like the law side, but the policing side.
Yeah, they wouldn't prosecute.
If there was theft going on in shoplifting, just don't respond to it. And so people just piled it up.
Yeah. And they literally just... But again, if...
And then they started meeting up, being like, how about we make this a business? Yeah.
The richest man in Illinois is a guy called Ken Griffin. He's a hedge fund manager.
He's got more Louis Vuitton bags than anyone.
No, he doesn't. Not anymore. He's the head of the investment firm Citadel. And he's like, no, we're relocating to Miami. Miami is a vibrant, growing metropolis that embodies the American dream.
Really? Why?
Well, he says...
Who's in charge there?
Well, he says, quote... they're leaving Chicago due to violence, and said in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, if people aren't safe here, they're not going to live here.
Sorry, I'm laughing because I'm imagining in 5 years it will be, we spoke to the richest man of Chicago. He's named Snowball. On the street, he is known for his large amounts of Louis Vuitton bags.
But the street in the area that Citadel is headquartered in, or was headquartered in, of course, is a very nice area. And even that has seen a rash of violent crime, including fatal shootings, violent armed robberies, and carjackings. Oh,
God. Can't believe.
Yeah, can you even imagine?
People were driven to killing each other in the streets.
So anyway, moving on to Portland. You remember in 2020 that, of course, the riots for 100 days.
Yeah, I'm surprised the city still exists, frankly.
Well, it basically doesn't, actually. We'll get to that. Literally just riots upon riots. And it was really bad, so a bunch of businesses left then. But if we fast forward to 2023, it's going great, actually. Look, they're persevering despite years of challenges from the government in Portland, allowing massive mobs of communists to go and ransack the business district, right? But what I love about this is you've got this, the framing of the article is everything's going great. But when you actually speak to some of the business owners, such as Peter Chow, a chef and owner of two restaurants, he says, throughout the week, we work really hard and the profit is gone and the window's smashed. And there's a lot that isn't even a break-in to steal anything. They're just going by and smashing windows. So they're not even coming to take anything. It's really frustrating. Yeah. How insufferable must that be?
It reminds me when we were reading about like a foreign person would go to China during the Great Leap Forward and they'd find that one factory was still operating.
Oh, brilliant.
And be like, oh, look, they're still doing it despite challenges. It's like, yeah, a few challenges.
That's exactly it. But a more realistic assessment is that downtown Chicago is now a hollowed out shell, as the Daily Mail call it. If you can go to the next one. Public data shows that since the pandemic, more than 2,600 downtown businesses have filed changes of addresses. They're like, no, we're out. We're just out. Not having it. Each area has different challenges, but what we're seeing in the metro area is absolutely rising crime, says Washington County District Attorney Kevin Barton. Nike, whose HQ was in nearby Beaverton, also had a longstanding community store that was closed because shoplifting was out of control. The store owner put up a notice explaining the decision to close. Our city is in peril. Small and large businesses cannot sustain doing business in the city's current state. We have no protection or recourse against the criminal behavior that goes unpunished. Do not be fooled into thinking that insurance companies cover the losses. We have sustained 15 break-ins and not received any financial reimbursement since the 3rd. Bro, they're insured. Don't worry about it. No, you're ruining your own communities. They're all going to leave. You're going to be left with nothing.
Why is it that my community is a complete rundown hellhole after you burnt down all the stores?
Time to vote Democrat. Moving to San Francisco. Now, you are aware that lots of people are leaving San Francisco. This is obviously a hub of tech companies.
Oh, usually in coffins.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
In 2021, there were 153 companies that relocated their headquarters. More than double the 75 that left in 2020 and triple the 46 that exited in 2018, according to a recent report from the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. And the conservative think tank, don't need to know their opinion, but they say that economics is the primary cause, citing other states having lower regulations, taxes, and cost of living. There's been a tech exodus from San Francisco. Silicon Valley is dying. Meta, as in Facebook's parent company, announced that it was giving up 435,000 square feet at the luxury 181 Fremont St. Tower, Street Tower, the latest move in the company's effort to recalibrate its leases around the world. It's interesting, isn't it? Hundreds of thousands of floor space that Facebook are like, yeah, we don't want to live in San Francisco anymore.
You've seen their stock price?
It's pretty low at the moment.
It's like half of what it was.
Yeah. But this announcement places Meta at number 2 in terms of most San Francisco office space left behind in the past year, because there's a company called Block that own a load of different sort of social media tech properties, and they decided to leave their 470,000 square foot. But in total, 2.4 million square feet of office space is being vacated by 10 companies this year, or last year.
Well, don't worry, someone else will move in.
That's just fine.
I'm sure.
It's just fine. That makes 21%, a fifth of office space in San Francisco is now empty.
Single year.
Yep. 63% of companies, if you can get to the next one, plan to downsize their San Francisco offices. There's a minus 35% drop in Bay Area's tech worker inflow-outflow ratio, the steepest decline nationwide. And the annual economic impact of San Francisco's 100,000 tech jobs losses on the economy is going to be $1.1 billion, apparently. This is not good for San Francisco. Therefore, the city, if you can get to the next one, is facing a $728 million budget gap over the next 2 years, according to Bloomberg. Who's going to pay for those needles?
Maybe we can tax crime. Do you remember when the IRS did do that?
No.
It was during COVID, actually. They put up a statement on the website saying,
If you commit crime, pay your taxes.
Yeah, if you'd gotten your money illegally, you still had to pay tax on it.
No, I don't. What?
I'm not kidding. It was a list of, I think it was like, if you got your money fraudulently or whatever, you still need to pay tax. Yes, you do.
Absolute audacity.
The IRS, like, they wrote, they wouldn't investigate you for the crime committed, but they would investigate you for the tax fraud if you didn't declare your increase.
Anyway, it is, as you said, getting dangerous in San Francisco. I mean, it's been dangerous for a while, but it hit the headlines because the founder of Cash App got stabbed to death just in a nice area of San Francisco. Just getting out of his car, stabbed to death. No one helped him either. You're like, you know, banged on cars, like, look, I've been stabbed. And people are like, not my problem. Wind up the window. It's like, that is awful.
Probably going to rob from me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, who knows? But there's a good defense made of this. It's like, oh, yeah? Well, if you go to the next one, we can look at the most dangerous cities in America. And San Francisco is nowhere near the top. There are way more dangerous Democrat cities than San Francisco. You scroll down in this, John, so you can see the graph.
It's not the defense you think it is.
Yeah, exactly. There's literally a chart, but it's like there we go.
Mogadishu, it's fine.
Yeah, no. But look, St. Louis, Detroit, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Atlanta, these are all way more dangerous. Look at Chicago and Oakland and Minneapolis and Houston and Los Angeles. It's like these are all Democrat-run S-holes?
Yeah. To be fair, is a slight bias because all cities are left-wing S-holes.
That's true.
Except like one or two. Yeah. So,
but
why are the cities not a place of harmony if the theory works?
Exactly. If you're going to keep voting for this, this is what you deserve. Anyway, moving on. Whole Foods are leaving San Francisco as well. Why do you think?
Not enough rich customers because they all left.
Nope. Quote, we feel we can ensure the safety of our team members in store. If we feel we can ensure it, then we'll reevaluate reopening the Trinity location.
So the problem rhymes with shrine.
Yes.
Okay.
A City Hall source told the newspaper that the company cited deteriorating street conditions around drug use and crime near the store as the reason for its closure.
It's funny how every place that's dying in America has exactly the same reason for why they're dying.
They're governed by exactly the same kind of people, belong to exactly the same party, with exactly the same agenda, enacting it in exactly the same way to produce the exact same consequences. It's amazing. There's a long list of people leaving California. If you can go to the next one, you can just scroll through this.
Every company.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was actually surprised. Elon Musk, just
keep scrolling. Look at the little bar at the side.
Yeah.
Just look at it. Like, these are major companies as well. Just look at it. Keep going. It keeps going. No. yeah, just keep scrolling, John. Keep scrolling, right? Every one of these entries is a company.
Thousands of jobs.
Yeah, just imagine.
Per millisecond of scroll.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, tens of thousands of jobs.
Elon Musk was actually asked, because he was in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So are you going to move Twitter outside of California? Mm-hmm. And he just sat there, thought for a minute, and went, not yet. I was like, oh, so that is coming as well.
That is coming, yeah. Yeah, he's gonna make sure it's financially viable first, and then he's going to put the money in to move it.
Hmm.
Anyway, so in total, it looks like at least 1 million people have left California and New York since April 2020. This was only in December as well. But yeah, so people are fleeing. People are literally fleeing left-wing controlled areas. Not new news, actually, but it's just the scale of how bad things are is really intensifying at this point. I mean, it's genuinely bad.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the Brokenomics series, this episode on BlackRock Incorporated. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.